I'm Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. You and I have so many things to be thankful for. Even today, even in the midst of what is certainly a challenging time in our country, even as we face difficulties and wrestle with loneliness and struggle to find God in the midst of our circumstances, right now, we are blessed. Sometimes we can't help but show gratitude. Other times, gratitude is a choice. It is a mindset we choose to adopt. We can see something negative around us. We don't need to look far to find a problem. And we can let that lead us into a mindset of scarcity and lack and complaint. Or we can observe that problem, acknowledge it, bring it to the feet of Jesus, and there find the capacity to thank him. As someone who regularly leads others in worship, I think about this a lot. There's something so powerful about gathering together, singing to the Lord together. The Holy Spirit doesn't live inside my guitar, waiting to be let out on Sunday morning. He lives in you and in me. And when we unite our hearts in worship, the Spirit moves. It is such a privilege to get to lead people in worship. I count myself very blessed to get to do it. As a musician, people sometimes feel the need to remind me what worship is. You know, Pastor, worship doesn't mean singing songs. They're right, of course. Worship can mean a lot of things. It used to mean literally sacrificing animals and laying offerings on an altar. It still means sacrifice, obedience. It also means drawing near to God, posturing our hearts to soak up the living water. It's about much more than the songs we sing. But when we sing songs together, when we agree out loud about who God is and what he's done for us and what we're willing to do for him, that kind of thing can shift the atmosphere and enable us to enter a worshipful posture. So what does that have to do with thankfulness? You probably know the familiar words of Psalm 100, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving." That psalm begins with another familiar refrain, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." As a worship leader, I prioritize the posture of our hearts far more than skill or musicianship. I appreciate those things, of course. But excellence is not the point of Sunday morning worship. The point is to posture our hearts before the Lord, to help people enter the space with thanksgiving, to let our songs be filled up with joy. Not everyone shows up pre-filled with joy on a Sunday morning. Sometimes I sing a song about God's faithfulness, and I wonder how it lands for someone in the midst of a moment of feeling far from God. I think about that a lot. Maybe they're not able to access joy and thankfulness at exactly 10:45 a.m. on a Sunday, and that's okay. But we keep setting the table, laying out opportunities to choose gratitude, to cry out to God, spirit to spirit, like deep calling to deep. Eugene Peterson translates the beginning of Psalm 1 like this: "On your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter, sing yourselves into his presence." I know worship is about a lot more than singing, but I also know a song can bring us right up to the throne of God. I'm so thankful that we can sing ourselves into his presence. And in his presence, we will find all that we need. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.